Stages of Child Development, Stage 2.
奉主耶稣圣名，我们开始谈到第二个阶段孩童的发展。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our stages of child development.
我们今天想要谈的是在四到六岁的孩子的这一段时间，他们的心理上的发展，从辅导的角度去看这个发展。
And today, we'd like to talk about for the stage of ages 4 to 6, from the counseling standpoint, their emotional and understanding your emotional and the heart needs.
这段时期呢，他其实发展的道德的这一块，就是 moral 这件事情开始慢慢要出现了。
It is during this stage that their moral development occurs.
然后这段时期另外一个会出现的是在人生中很重要的就是记忆力的出现。
And another very vital part of their development is the development of memory at this stage.
所以我们就会知道说，比如说道德跟记忆，其实在孩子的一生当中是两件很重要最大的影响。
Developing a moral standard as well as the memory of a child is the most critical parts of a person's life.
然后这段时期在他的生理上的发展呢，身体上的发展，包括他的视觉，就是他看东西的这个视觉上面呢，会开始有一些反应跟不同。
At this time, the physically, a child is also developing their visual perceptions.
因为他从一个比较他只能注视一个不动的东西，一直到现在他可以更多面的去看见所有在转动的同时转动的事情，从他的视觉里。
In the beginning, they can only perceive things, objects that are at standstill, but now they're progressing to moving objects.
那么在这个同时，我们也要知道说，他们看东西虽然是动的东西，可是他们看见的东西其实是一个平面的，是一个大的一个一面而已，是不立体的，没有 3D 的东西，没有 dimensional 的。
And so when they view things, we need to remember, even if the item is moving, to them they're perceiving it as a two-dimensional picture, like a flat picture.
所以他看见什么？那个东西就是一个平的，好像我们在看图画的书一样，是一个平面的东西。
It is as if they're viewing a picture book.
那么在这个同时呢，我们也学习到说，他们不单看平的东西，而且是把这个看见平的东西放大两倍这么大。
When they're viewing something, actually they don't just see the one item, they actually see it enlarged 200%.
这段时期呢，我们就开始刚刚谈到了三件事情了，我们复习一下，就是包括他的道德，包括他的记忆，还有包括他视觉上的改变。
And so again, let's review the three critical developments of the stage of 4 to 6. Number one is the development of the moral standards. Number two, the memory. So the three critical items that are being developed in this second stage is number oneMoral standards, number two, memory cells, number three, visual perception.
那我们就先来谈一谈道德方面的这个发展。
So let's first discuss the development of the moral standards.
这个时候他要学习到很多的规矩。
At this time, they learn a lot of rules.
所以爸爸妈妈在这段时期就会开始教他很多什么可以做，什么不能做。
It is at this point that the parents teach them what you can do and what you can't do.
那我们也会教他开始应该有的礼貌。
And so parents will start teaching them the polite manners.
那现在教的这些东西呢，因为配合他的记忆力已经开始形成，所以呢，我们就会开始看见有那个效果出来。
And because at this point that their memory is starting to develop, what we teach them will seem to be retained.
然后我们看见这个效果的时候，我们就会开始有奖赏，我们也可以开始有处罚。
And so because we can see the results of what they are learning, whether or not they're obeying or not, we can introduce positive and negative reinforcements.
所以这个时候的 discipline 管教的东西就会开始在这个阶段也介入了。
And so it is at this point that we start to introduce methods of discipline.
那我们有谈到说，因为他的记忆是形成的，所以因此我们的管教其实会对他永远后来的这个方向 留下很深的印象。
Because this is the development of their initial memory, so whatever we teach them at this point are lessons that they'll learn for the rest of life because it is imprinted in their memory.
那这个影响对他有这么长远、这么深的话呢？因此，爸爸妈妈在这一段时期的孩童的教养上，就必须特别去留意我们对他所说的话，以及我们留下的动作，给他看见了什么。
So because whatever we teach him at this stage has such long-lasting effects, it is extremely important that we, as parents, watch what we say and what we set as an example for children at this stage.
专家现在慢慢地鼓励我们说，在这个阶段的孩童，我们要试着去 delay 他们的需要。
So experts advise us that during the stage of childhood of 4 to 6, that we delay rewarding them or giving them what they desire.
因为这样的说法是根据我们已经从20年的一个开放式的教育里面去看见了这20年以后教育出来的结果造成了什么样社会的问题。
The reason why this new idea is being introduced is because now professionals realize that after 20 years of introducing liberal or kind of a non-discipline for children or letting children do what they please, we're seeing the negative consequences of that now. And so now this new idea is being developed.
因为我们很严重看见了一个新的字是在这十年里面非常流行的，就是忧郁症的问题。
Because now we see something that is a new phenomena, which is depression.
我们现在最年轻看过的case 里面，忧郁症其实已经影响到孩童，大概7岁8岁就有可能得到忧郁症。
And so we see that the onset of depression is as early as age 7, 8, or 9.
已经不是我们想象说一个人经历了很多的苦难之后，然后在40、50岁才进入忧郁症这样的情形。
We no longer see that depression is something that only middle-aged adults of 40 to 45 encounter, but rather very young kids.
我们看见了现在的年轻人很多是很容易放弃追求目标，放弃他人生意义的这个问题。
We notice that many youth today easily give up on their goals or facing challenges.
原来我们发现说在4到6岁的这段孩童成长时期呢，因为我们忘记了去延缓 delay 他本身想要的东西，我们只是一味的去满足他现在想要的东西而造成的结果。
And the reason for this type of early onset of depression could easily be traced to the stage of 4 to 6, where parents have been used to satisfying whatever cravings children want.
比如说，当孩子还没有想到他现在需要什么的时候，那那个东西已经来到他的面前。
For example, let's say a child is given something even before he asks or wishes for it.
比如说现在他还没有想要吃饭的时候，那个饭已经来到他的面前。
For example, if a child is not hungry, but the food is already placed before him on the table.
他还没有觉得很冷的时候，一件衣服已经加在他的身上。
When a child doesn't feel any kind of chill yet from the weather, a jacket is already placed on his shoulders.
那孩子的身边可能有祖父祖母，有父母，有兄弟姐妹，甚至有其他的亲人，这么多的眼睛，5、6个人同时看着这个孩子，一直 provide 他，觉得应该他现在需要这个了。
And so, grandparents, parents, relatives,If there is 4, 5, or 6 people all doting on a child and providing every whim and anticipating every need of the child before he even asks for it.
那还没有开口就会得到，更甚至于说他开了口一定也可以得到了。
That the child feels that no matter what he or she asks for, or even before asking for something, that item has appeared.
那么在这种情况底下，不要忘记他的记忆力已经形成，所以他会记得原来这个 life 就是这样子的了。
And so, because these are the earliest imprints onto their memory, the child thinks that this is the way it should be.
可是其实人生并不是这样子，到我们后来成人之后，我们发现人生其实要经历了挑战，经历了困难，这样子的人生是很有意义的。
However, this builds up a false concept for the child, because as we know, as we go through human life, there's always a lot of difficulties and tribulations.
所以如果能够在第一段四到六岁的第一次他认识人生世界的时候，这个生活的时候，我们就能够去delay他，甚至于呢，我们觉得我们去阻挡了他，其实对他将来都是有直接的帮助跟影响。
And therefore, it is highly important for us at this point to delay giving satisfaction to the child's desires or whims, or even denying those requests.
因为这样子的拒绝其实是在启发他脑部里面多层次的一个处理 process 一个问题的一个很重要的地方。
When we deny the child something, it actually initiates the development of multi-level processing ability within their brains.
比如说一个墙挡在我们的眼前的时候，我们就会去想说，这个墙的后面是什么呢？我是不是有第二条路绕到后面去看一看呢？这是我们自然的反应。
Supposing we have a wall that is currently blocking our path, our natural reaction is to find ways around this wall.
可是如果我们在四到六岁的孩童时期，我们没有给他这个墙挡住他的话，他其实的脑部没有办法去发展说原来有东西会挡在我的前面，我还没有路可以走吗？还是我有路可以走？他没有发展这个。
So if we were to grant every desire that a child wants, they would never learn how to solve problems because once they hit a wall, they don't know how to proceed because they have not developed the capacity to resolve issues in their life.
这个发展真的是在这段时期很关键的时候，让他遇见了阻挡，遇见了 delay， 然后他自己里面会去发展一个处理事情的能力。
Because it is so critical at this stage to give them challenges or denials or difficulties so that the child can really learn different ways to face problems,which is critical for their growing years.
为了能够达到他的下一个目标，因此这个孩子会开始发展出不同的方式来解决眼前的问题。
The child would interestingly develop goals and ways to achieve those goals around their current problems.
因此有另外一个 moral 的 issue 就会出现，就是我们会发现孩子是不是在说谎话。
And so sometimes their solutions may be to lie.
其实说谎是我们成人对他的一个意见 comment. 对孩子来说，他其实只在说一个故事。
For us as adults, we label what they say as lies that are not true. But for a child, telling a lie is as easy as telling a story.
因为他为了解决眼前的困难，他可能用了一个故事，在他的想象力里面，他觉得这个故事可能是可以行的，于是他告诉了大人。
Because in the child's simple mind, they're thinking that in order to solve a problem that they have, they are just telling a story, and that story may be the means for them to solve their problems.
因此，我们在处理这个道德问题的时候，我们其实是不希望他常常的编故事，甚至于就是说谎是不对的。
And so if we are trying to teach them the moral standard of truthfulness, it is important to correct them when they are trying to tell a story.
可是如果我们越告诉他你这样是说谎是不对的，其实是直接的帮助他提高说谎的能力。
However, if we tell them do not lie, it actually encourages them to lie.
所以我们其实从辅导的立场，我们反而会去引导他，他遇见了什么样的困难，去发现他遇见了什么困难。
So, let's say a child encounters a problem.
就是我们去发现他， 好过说我们只是告诉他不可以说谎，因为这样子是提高他说谎的能力。
But when we discover that they are telling a story or a lie, and we tell them don't do that, it actually ends up encouraging them to tell a lie.
而且那个 lie 会那个程度会越来越高，越来越复杂，越来越 high tech.
So, it only encourages them to fabricate their stories on a more sophisticated level.
因为这段时期的孩子呢，之所以会说故事、说谎，是因为一个可能是他怕被处罚。
And one of the main reasons why a child would lie is for fear of punishment.
因为这个时候的 discipline 已经进来了。
Because it is at this stage, punishments are being introduced.
所以他会有经验告诉他这件事情没有做好，因此等一下会有一个处罚或是 punishment, discipline 的时候，他开始用说故事的方式去逃避这个责任。
Because they'll recall from their own experience now that whenever they do something wrong, they will be punished for it. And so they will use stories in order to cover their tracks.
另外一个可能性会让他说谎是为了他讨好大人的喜欢。
And the second reason a child may fabricate stories is because they want to obtain the favor of their parents.
因为他知道透过这样的方式，你喜欢听什么样的故事，我能够去 please 你，讨好你，让你觉得你很喜欢我。
So in order to gain the favor of parents, they will do anything and everything to please and obtain that praise and reward.
所以我们在这段时期的moral 这一块的东西，我们也不用特别的去让他知道说我特别特别喜欢你这样子，特别特别不喜欢你这样子，因为这样子其实会导致一个孩子他知道怎么去找你要的方式 present 在你的面前给你看。
And so it is actually important at this stage that we don't emphasize what pleases us and what does not please us, because it only teaches them to show sophisticated presentation of what their character is.
这时候我们教道德 moral 这一块呢，我们尽量都是用role play 的，用他喜欢的娃娃或是玩偶，让他们在娃娃的世界里面去 role play，去教他每个人的 interaction 跟应该有的规矩。
A better method of teaching them is to actually use their puppets or their stuffed animals to role play and show them that in the world of the creatures, what is the correct way and what is the incorrect way of interpersonal interactions.
比如说我们想教他诚实，我们用 role play.
For example, if we want to teach them honesty, we'll use role play.
我们教他礼貌，我们用 role play.
If we want to use, teach them polite manners, we also use role play.
因为诚实跟礼貌跟其他的一些道德都是很抽象而摸不到的，看不见的。
Because truthfulness or politeness, they're all very abstract terms in their minds.
那看不见的东西在四到六岁的孩子，他的视觉是平面，他需要有一个看见的东西，因此他抓不到我们大人爸爸妈妈真正的意思。
Because they can't see it and they can't visualize a three-dimensional scene, that the only thing they can perceive is what they see in front of their face.
特别是抽象的东西就更难去让他直接的感受到爸爸妈妈其实希望他做什么样的方向，什么的事情。
And so anything that is abstract, or non-concrete concepts,are very hard to understand, so they can't really understand what a parent is trying to tell them.
那么在这么复杂的情况底下的时候，他有可能会不断的犯错。
And so because they lack the understanding, they will continue to commit wrongs.
那我们不断的只是用 verbal 的语言一直的告诉他你要有礼貌，你要有诚实，这些抽象的东西不断的透过我们的嘴告诉他，他其实就越 confused.
So if we are trying to teach them by continuing to verbalize or reinforce our teachings to them, it only adds to the confusion of the child.
这个时候的孩子，如果你觉得他听话，会听得懂你说话，他其实只是在 react 你的生气而已，不是真的明白你嘴巴所说的事情。
So when a child is appearing to acquiesce or listen and obey, it actually doesn't mean that. They don't really understand what you're saying. They're just reacting to you, maybe your anger or you're upset.
对，我们的大声跟我们的 anger 其实只是让他知道说我如果这样做你会生气而已，可是他并不知道诚实有多重要。
So for example, as far as the issue of honesty, they'll know that if they do something, that the parent will react angrily and loudly, but they still don't understand the value of honesty.
那因为不懂，所以我们就又处罚他，又教训他之后 ，discipline 之后，他所有的这个 moral 这块的成长就一直处在很负面的经验里面，就是我是不是不好，我原来是不好的。
And so this constant cycle of punishment and anger for their mistakes that they don't really understand actually has a negative impact on the development of their moral standard, because now they will think themselves that, am I an evil person? Am I not a good person?
所以这一块他把这个情绪对 moral 学习的情绪整个就 withdraw 放到心中的里面去，告诉自己其实我不好。
And so when they absorb these moral standards, it is attached with strings as that they are not worthy, they're not a good person.
那这个东西会影响到他后来在 teenager 之后，真正有人开始指导他 moral standard 这一块道德的时候，他其实是从里面是直接的一种排斥、抗拒他。
And so it is very natural that when they become teenagers, that when someone is trying to teach them on their moral standards,they will become rebellious.
因为我们可能在说到爱心的问题，其实是一个很正面的东西，但是一听到是这一类是属于道德的东西，他很自然也不知道为什么从他的心里面就抗拒它。
So it becomes very natural, for example, if we were to teach a teenager on the concept of love, for them to immediately rebel against that idea without understanding why they subconsciously do so.
所以就很可惜，因为他已经告诉自己我不好。
And so it is really very sad because they have already told themselves that they will never be good.
所以在我们指导这段这个孩子这个时期的道德的时候，我们用role play 角色扮演，还有呢，我们让他看时钟，用时钟来告诉他怎么去 delay 他的需要。
So.Two techniques we can use, as we mentioned before, is using role-playing to teach a child, but also another way is to use the clock to teach them delay of their desires.
时钟的转动，圆形的时钟的转动，对这一段时期的孩子有特别的吸引力。
For some reason, for this age of children, the appearance of the round face of a clock seems to impact them.
他们对圆形的东西特别的有感觉。
They seem to be especially sensitive to round shapes.
比如说 pizza 的圆形、汉堡的圆形，他们对这些圆的东西特别的感兴趣。
They are especially fond of round pizzas and round hamburgers, round clocks.
所以专家就教我们说，用一个圆形的时钟，其实让他们去 control 他们自己的行为，让时钟到达。什么地方的时候我们可以做什么事情，用时钟来教他，而不是用我们的嘴来教他。
If we were to use the clock as a tool of teaching, saying that, oh, this is a certain time we can do this or do that, then the clock is actually the teacher instead of using our verbal commands to teach them.
那这样子呢，其实我们就可以去指导这一段时期的孩子实际上对事情的认识，而不是抽象的听见你要他成为的什么样的行为的一个人。
And therefore, it is at this stage that is very much more concrete methods than to use abstract words and trying to reason with them, which they really cannot grasp.
我们现在谈一谈记忆的方面。
And now we'd like to discuss the second aspect of the stage that is critical, which is memory.
记忆从四岁开始已经开始慢慢的成熟，到开始要记东西、学东西了。
At this point in time, their memories are allowing them to start to learn new concepts and to recall.
所以，专家也教我们三个字，就是玩玩玩。
And so, Experts teach us that there's three critical words at this stage, which is playing, playing, playing.
他只有透过玩会把所有要学习的东西放进他的记忆里面。
It is only through play that a child at this stage will absorb what they need to learn.
这段时期的孩子真的是最好玩的时候。
And this stage of children is really fun to be with.
因为你教训了他，他下一分钟他就有 OK 了。
Because once you teach him something, they'll be fine with that in a minute or two.
你甚至打他生气了，他等一下也 OK 了。
And even if youget angry with them for a minute or two later, they will be fine again.
因为他的世界里面是美好的。
Because in their mind, their world is wonderful.
是圆形的。
It is round.
是好笑的。
It is fun.
所以你会发现这一段时期的孩子，不论什么东西在他的手上，他都会想要笑，都会想要拿起来玩。
And so you'll notice that no matter what item is placed in their hands, they always like to...pick it up and play with it, and they always want to have fun.
我看过一个孩子连拿一张卫生纸，他都看着那个卫生纸，一直笑，一直笑。
I even seen a child that, who picked up a piece of toilet paper and had so much fun and laughing with that piece of paper.
因为在他的想象力里面，他是一个自由的，因为他的世界是美好，所以他对什么东西都是很自由、很开放。他可能看见一个卫生纸，他想到了。白雪公主下雪什么我们都不晓得他怎么样去 relay 这个故事
Because in their imaginary world everything is free and open and positive and happy maybe this piece of toilet paper to them was a snowflake or a princess we don't really know what goes on in the mind of a child
结果忽然间妈妈一来就告诉他神经病
And so all of a sudden if the mom comes and saysYou're crazy. Why are you playing with the toilet paper?
有什么好笑的?
What is there to laugh at?
哇,忽然间他就觉得原来我自己是不正常的。
And then the child would, think that, oh, am I abnormal?
那么呢,他下一个分钟,不要忘记,他又忘记,他又可以开始玩了。
And the next minute, it seems like the memory was just wiped clean, and the child would start to play again.
可是妈妈的声音又出现,又说,你疯了吗?
And then the parent's voice will say again,Are you crazy?
所以在一天当中，如果几次妈妈告诉他说：“你在做什么？你疯了吗？这有什么好笑？”之类之类负面的东西的时候，慢慢慢慢，孩子就放进去说：“对我真的是不正常的。”
And so through the course of the day, if the mother continues to give negative reinforcements to say, "What are you doing? You're being you don't know what you're doing. Where are you?"Why are you so crazy? Why are you laughing? And just all these negative comments would actually reinforce the image in a child that they are maybe abnormal.
那当他这个讯息进去了 confirm 之后，就会变成他记忆的一部分。
And once this image is now confirmed, it will be imprinted in their memory.
那么呢，这时候他在学习上面就会开始出现困难。
And so when they are trying to learn new things,They will encounter difficulties.
可是刚刚好这段时期的孩子，爸爸妈妈可能就开始让他要读东西、写东西、看东西了。
However, they are introduced to things such as reading, writing, and watching things, at this stage.
可是因为他看见的所有东西都是好笑好玩的，那他立刻就又想到说我不正常，所以我不应该笑，不应该玩。
But if they're reading, watching.Learning, writing things, and they seem to be so wonderful, so fun to play with, all of a sudden they'll remember, this is not good, this is not something I should be doing, or I'm normal.
因此造成他学习上面困难的时候，更不要说他将来七岁之后进入学校，开始他对所有的课业其实兴趣是不高的。
So this will actually cause them to have learning disabilities, or actually shut off their interest in learningthings later on.
所以他自己就要为了 survive, 他自己会去找一些他喜欢的东西来让自己觉得自己正常。
So in order to survive, they will find things that they find interesting and to feel their self-worth or normalcy in things that they feel that are okay to play with.
而且那个东西会让他觉得有成就可以不会被责骂的东西就出现了。
And so it is at that point that they'll realize that certain things are things that they would not get yelled at if they play with.
有些孩子就把他自己整个丢到书里面去。
Some children end up throwing themselves completely into reading of books.
因为他觉得只要他翻书，旁边不会有声音。
Because as long as they read that book, there will be no negative remarks about them.
那在这段时期的孩子，其实他是需要玩的。他越读进去的时候，越看进去了，他自己想象的世界就越多。
And so actually at this stage, your children need to play so they can expand their world. However, if they're just forced to do certain things, then they would start getting limited.
那么他越进到书的里面去的时候，他会跟现实的生活越来越脱节。
And so for a child who tries to absorb himself into reading, he will lose touch with reality.
因为从字他还没有那么多，他从很多的图画当中，他会去羡慕这个图画里面的孩子是快乐的。
Because from the many picture books that the child is reading, he'll see that the characters in the book are very happy, and they will start to envy the happiness of the children in the pictures.
那他会把自己投在这个不是真实的图画里面。
And so they'll project themselves into a non-reality.
所以我们可以观察这段时期的孩子，如果特别对某一些的娃娃，对某一些的东西特别的保护，特别的attach 在一起的时候，其实已经show给我们看到一件事情，就是他可能有一个世界是我们进不去的了。
So if a child is particularly attached to an object such as a stuffed animal or something they particularly like, we already know that they probably have a world that we can no longer enter.
所以我们从辅导的角度，我们尽量鼓励爸爸妈妈在这一段时期的孩子里面，让他多接触真实的世界。
And so we encourage parents at this point to allow children to be exposed to real things.
这真实世界包括真实的动物啦，包括家里做事情啦，包括他摸得到看得到的东西。
Such as taking them to a zoo, doing things with them, letting them touch and feel real items.
比如说家里有宠物，有狗啊，有猫啊，或是家里面的一些家里的事情可以分担，让这一类四岁到六岁的孩子就开始练习做家事，这些都是让他直接接触到现实。
And so if we were to give them simple chores or being able to touch and play with pets, those are all real things that they can then learn to connect with reality.
这些东西会进到他的记忆里面去。
And these things will go into their brains.
然后会产生下一个 level 的东西，就是他是在这个家里面有价值的人。
And actually these new levels in their memory will help and reinforce that they are valuable person.
如果这个价值会影响到他，将来他对这个家会有思念，会有感情。
And this building of value within their hearts would also help them to feel that they will miss their homes.
如果我们拿掉了这个东西，我们不让他参与家里的事情，我们只规定他而没有让他 enjoy 去付出，那么将来他对这个家是没有感情的。
So if we don't give them a chance to participate in the family activities or chores of the home, then when they grow up without enjoying participating in the family, they would have no thoughts of home.
那因此这个人在进入到婚姻的时候会直接也影响到他将来的婚姻的关系。
And this would also negatively impact their future marriages.
因为这都是记忆最开始的形成。
Because this was all from the earliest imprints of their memory.
如果他对家是觉得没有价值的，他对家就没有感觉。
If they feel that household chores are unnecessary, then they would feel nothing toward building a home.
如果他对大人的教训是排斥的，他以后对大人也没有感情。
If they rebel against the punishments or discipline of adults, later on they also feel no love toward the adults.
所以说这段时期呢，我们真的很在乎的就是我们一个目标，就我们怎么让这样的孩子，四到六岁的孩子，让他是有价值的一个孩子。
So how the most important thing that we want to teach at this stage is to let the child feel that they are a valuable person.
他是真的有价值，生存在这个世界上，生存在这个家里的。
They are a valuable person, and that they should continue to survive and exist in this home.
所以不论用什么样的技巧，我们都要提醒自己，就是说我这样子的做，我这样子的说，有没有让他觉得是有价值的呢？
So we constantly have to consider what we say or what we do, whether or not we reinforce this concept that this child is an indispensable, valuable member of the family that should exist.
那因为这个价值太抽象了，所以我们只有透过不断的玩来让他学习到这一块东西。
And because building value is such an abstract principle, we need to use the concept of play to constantly teach them.
我们会鼓励，有时候我们在做治疗的时候，我们会鼓励家长拉着孩子的手一起跳，在家里面跳，因为跳就是一种玩，对他来说就是fun fun fun。那他只要有fun的时候，他会觉得他有价值。
So,a very simple thing that we do in therapy is that parents hold a child's hand and start jumping together because to them they have lots of fun doing play together. And when they do play and they do fun, they start to feel that they are a valuable person.
所以我们的价值不需要定到我怎么样告诉你将来成为一个伟大的人，那个太抽象。你只要跟他玩，拉着他的手跟他玩他想要玩的事情，他就觉得有 involvement 跟他觉得有价值了。
If you were to just hold their hands and do play things with them, they'll naturally feel value, in their own self. You don't have to be, telling them their dreams that maybe when you grow up you're going to be such and such a great person or, what your future hopes and dreams might be because that's too abstract for them.
那这段时期因为视觉，我们谈到视觉它的视力开始产生一个平面，而且是大型的一个被放大的一个形象，对他来说其实是一个很大的改变。
And so if when they view things visually, it is a two-dimensional picture, and it is also enlarged to fill their complete spectrum of colors, then whatever we show them actually has a deep impact on themselves.
那我们又知道记忆的形成，所以呢，我们鼓励家长在跟这一段孩子说话的时候能够蹲下来跟他眼睛平看来跟他讲话。
So because we know that they are also developing their memory at this time, when parents talk to children, the best thing is to stoop down and stand at their level eye to eye when speaking with them.
因为只有眼睛的 contact 进去的时候，这一段时期的孩子会感觉到你在乎他。
Because only if you have eye contact with your child will the child feel that you value them.
因为他的形象是大的。
Because their picture is large in your eyes.
你的嘴型的动作是教他怎么说话也是大的。
And so when you speak with your mouth, all that leaves a lasting impression and is huge in their eyes.
所以当你微笑的时候，那个笑对他是更大的。
And so when you smile, that smile becomes a gigantic smile in their vision.
那这个东西对他的记忆来说，进去之后对他是一个正面的发展。
And this will be a positive reinforcement to their memory.
反过来说，假如我们跟他说话是背对着他，因为我们很忙碌，我们用邀铃的告诉他去做什么事情。
On the other hand, when we speak to our child, our back is facing them, and we just tell them,Go do this, go do that.
那他看到的形象是一个很大的背影。
Then what they see is a huge back.
那这个大的背影又发出这个声音，是一个命令的声音。
And if this huge back is then giving them commands or orders,
全部被放大之后也会进到他的记忆里去。
Everything that has been enlarged is now then imprinted in their memory.
那当他没有做到你要做的事情，可能做的事情很抽象，他听不懂，他没有照做的时候，我们转身过来是一个生气的脸。
And then when we turn around, angry because they are not obeying us, they see the memory of an angry face after a back.
而且我们是站着他，用手指着他的鼻子，他的头。
And if we use our finger to point at their face and indicate what they are doing wrong.
站在他的前面像一座高山一样。
When we stand in front of them, it's like a huge mountain.
所以它是被更放大的。
And it's hugely enlarged.
那个形象也会进去。
That image will also go in.
那个东西会变成负面的形象，会出现在他的梦中。
And that will be a scary picture that would appear in their nightmares.
所以有时候孩子会不容易睡得很安稳，是因为他们有做梦，做到不好的梦。
So a child would have nightmares because a lot of times they would have these bad memories.
因为这段时期孩子看到的东西都是巨大的。
Because everything that they see becomes gigantic.
所以他们会特别喜欢跟狗啊、猫啊他们在一起，是为什么呢？因为他那个放大之后的高度跟他是差不多的。
The reason that they like to play with cats and dogs is because when these items are enlarged, it's the same size as they are.
然后狗啊、猫是不会骂他或是叫他去做这个事、做那个事，所以他跟他们感情很好的。
And a cat and a dog would never berate them or scold them, so their emotional relationship with cats and dogs are very good.
所以爸爸妈妈，我们的角色不要被狗跟猫代替了。
And so mommy and daddies, we need not be replaced by our pets.
我们也做得到。
We can also do it.
我们也蹲下来。
We can also stoop down.
我们给他很大的微笑。
We can give them a huge smile.
我们拉着他的手跟他玩。
We can pull their hands and play with them.
这时候所有东西都是要跟他一起做。
Everything that we do, we must do together with them.
所以这段时期花的时间会最多。
And so at this stage, we would spend the most amount of time with them.
那这段时期会最辛苦。
So that's why it is the most difficult and suffering for a parent.
因为他的精力永远多过你的精力。
Because their energy will always exceed your energy.
你会累，他不会累。
When you're tired, they're not tired.
所以爸爸妈妈一定要轮流的跟他玩。
And so the parents must take turns to play with the child.
最重要是陪伴他。
The most important thing is to always be with them by their
side. 什么叫陪伴他呢？我们做的最好的治疗就是爸爸妈妈或是其中一个跟孩子每一天要有一段时间，三分钟也好，五分钟也好，一起坐在客厅的一个角落或是墙边上，一起坐在那边讲话。
And a very excellent way of imprinting is for parents to spend maybe even 3 to 5 minutes at a corner of a living room just to sit with them and chat with them so they can remember.
做一件他想做的事。
We can do things that are very fun for them.
可以问他。
We can ask them questions.
他的世界里面是我们不能够明白的。
Because we can't understand their world.
他可能会拿一张卫生纸给你看。
Maybe that child would take a piece of toilet paper for you to play with.
Okay 啊。
Okay, that's fine.
他可能会拿一本他觉得快要烂掉的书给你看。
Maybe they will pull one of the tattered books that they have in their hands.
我们就静静的 ,okay 啊。
And so we will quietly accept.
就坐在那边听他说。
And we will sit there and listen to him speak.
如果他邀请我们这时候跟他玩。
And by this time the child says, play with me.
我们告诉他这个三分钟，我们给他看那个时钟，这个三分钟是爸爸跟妈妈要跟你坐在这边讲话的时候。
So if they say play with me and you point to the clock and say this 3 minutes of time is when mommy and daddy wants to just sit and talk to you.
然后要 enjoy 听你说什么。
And we want to enjoy hearing what you have to say.
不论他说什么我们都不用给他任何的 comment.
And anything that the child says we will just listen. We don't need to give feedback.
因为24小时里面我们已经教训他很多该做的事了。
Because in the 24 hours, we've already given them a lot of instruction.
这三分钟是他的时间，让他说，让他说想说的话。
These 3 minutes are the time when we want the child to speak to us.
只要有人做这样子的陪伴，这个孩子在 teenager 的时候，他不会走掉。
If you were to do this and spend this time with them, this child would never leave you when they're teenagers.
所以我们其实做的所有东西都是为了下一步再做准备的。
So everything that we do now is a preparation for the time to come.
所以到第二段四到六岁这段时期我们记得几个字就是玩。
And so for the stage of 4 to 6, we need to remember several words, play.
还有我们陪伴他。
Be with them.
然后我们知道在跟他们说话的时候的形象是大的，我们就要知道用什么去 reinforce 他。
Remember that everything we present to them is going to be gigantic and huge in your eyes, so we need to be careful what we present.
然后 delay 它。
We need to delay.
我们需要挡住它。
We need to stop them.
墙壁挡住它。
Give them walls to block their desires.
Role play.
We need to role play.
那这样子呢，这段时期我们就不容易让电脑来取代我们的角色。
And this would avoid letting them become addicted to video games to substitute parents.
因为很多家长为了能够专心做好自己的事情，就把他们，只要他们不吵，我们就给他一个电动玩具，这个时候他就取代了你了。
Many parents will use a DS or video games to give to them as long as they don't bother us or give them as rewards. And these video games end up being the parental replacements.
六岁之前，专家绝对不鼓励我们让小孩子接触到电脑的东西。
So prior to 6 years old, it's extremely important we don't let children touch computers.
因为七岁之后他进入学校，电脑一辈子跟着他了，你不怕用不到的。
Because as they enter school in age 7, they will use computers all the time.
所以六岁之前，这六年当中，让他不要碰，就是我们尽到很大的责任。
If we were to make a resolution not to let them touch any computers before age 6, then we have done a great thing for them.
因为电脑的视觉的东西一样，它会放大，它进到他的大脑里面的图像之后会变成做梦的一部分。
Because when the images of the computer becomes enlarged to gigantic size, it's then imprinted in their memory and will come again in their dreams.
然后电脑所有的动作都非常的快速，它的那个反射的辐射的东西都是一秒钟有几千次的闪光，那个全部会进到大脑的后面，造成它很久以后记忆的影响。
And because the computer communicates thousands of images in 1 minute, it all gets imprinted in their memory in a very large way, so it impacts them greatly throughout their lives.
所以我们就是提醒父母亲，在这段时间，电脑不要当成他的父母。
So it's extremely important that computers do not become their parents or have them give them a chance to evenTouch computers.
一样的，在我们最后的时候要提醒所有的爸爸妈妈，如果我们错过了任何一段的时间，或是我们觉得没有做得很好的话，都不用担心，因为在人的一生当中不是只有这个阶段，在往后人生的路上要把神介绍给他，他就会在神的里面重新的成长。
I'd like to remind everyone thatIf we are listening to this and we feel that we have missed a lot in our children's lives, to not be discouraged, because there are many stages in a person's life. And when we introduce God to them, there is always ways through Jesus Christ to be able to redeem the parts that we have failed.
人生的阶段有几个很重要的关键点，我们以后可以继续的谈。在那个关键点当中，神总是留下了一个重新成长的机会给我们。
It is interesting that through all the different stages of a person's life, God has given us windows where we can correct these failures and to help our children, even if we have missed these opportunities.
这是很大的爱，也是神给我们的祝福。
And this is really the great love of God, and the blessing of God, which we will discuss in future workshops.
这就是4到6岁的阶段。
And so this concludes our 4 to 6 workshop.